With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks, who knows whom? Who knows what? Because who knows why? My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet I discovered I share my name with a Nigerian man on Twitter whose bio reads, MC, stage performance, skit advert, and online management. And look, I'm not an expert on Nigerian comedy, but I watched like 10 minutes of his videos, and I still have no idea what he's on about. But they were having a good time. It was fun. It seems fun. I don't know. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast.
The other side of the coin on the other side of the world.
Yeah. Josh discovers other languages.
No idea what he was saying.
Bloke's crazy.
You remember you would watch those Just for Laughs like sketches in French, and you still knew what the sketch was about. This,
that
I didn't
was
have
mime,
no idea what
Josh. Yeah.
They were mime. And they put funny music over the top.
All these words, I haven't heard of any of them.
I watched these. I had no idea what was happening in them. Even without, like, you normally can pick up, like, context clues. I could pick up nothing.
Exactly.
What about cadence? Did he crush on cadence?
No, I had no idea what was going on. Look, Josh Earl 02. Go and have a look at some of his videos.
Wow.
I'm going to block
get
his spot
him
right
on
here.
The pod. I want him on the pod. I want you as a guest, him as a host one episode.
Hey, if this is your first time listening to the pod, what do? I get four very funny people. Let's introduce them all now. They've all been on before, so please welcome. It's Cameron James,
hello.
Alexi Toliopoulos,
hello.
Naomi Higgins, and hey. Tom Cashman. Yay!
Hey. And Josh Earl, the second funniest Josh Earl in the world, as I've just learned.
Seriously, this guy, I watched for 10 minutes.
Don't go back to it.
Did you just stand upset in a different language? And you're like, no, I can't make heads or tails of this.
They were doing sketches, Naomi. It was sketches. It was
sketches.
All, like, a lot of people.
Is the
like,
sketch was... group called Josh Earl? It's a whole sketch group?
They were like, hey, guys, I found this really fucking dumb cunt in Australia. I think we should name our sketch group.
I don't know what
that.
He's on about. He's got a guitar. He's singing gibberish.
So he was Josh Earl 02, but in his, like, when he was tagging it, he was tagging Josh Earl 4 as well.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
So there could
Josh
be
Earls
another
are there?
In Nigeria, there could be, it could be a very common name. I
maybe
don't know.
Josh Earl just means comedy in Nigeria.
And in Australia. And in
Thank
Australia.
You. Thank you very much. Hey, now, Naomi, we're in Melbourne. The others are all in Sydney. And they've been bullying me before you got on the call about what it's like. What it's like being in Sydney and just having everything open and free and easy.
Well, we have that now too, bitch. I went to my friend's house. We had a freaking party.
Wow. Okay.
We sat outside on her balcony for 2 hours, but still, that's pretty good.
That's
we
how I like the party.
Get it. We don't get what you guys went through. We'll never understand. And we quite frankly
what about you,
don't
Josh?
Care.
What about me?
Well, isn't it the first day it's been legal to socialise in like 6 months and you're doing a podcast?
I'm doing a podcast. I didn't go anywhere. I went for a run this morning and
you
that
didn't
was
go
it.
Anywhere?
I went
you
to
didn't
the
go
shops.
Into a shop?
I did the supermarket. No, the supermarket that I've been going to pretty
Josh,
much every
the supermarket's
every
been
day.
Open the whole time.
I dropped my kids off at school. That's all I've done.
But you know where you did go though. You went to Nigeria on YouTube. Like, we heard all about it.
I went down a Nigerian comedy hole, and I found out a lot about
who
myself.
Sucks.
These Josh Earls, I don't get them.
Exactly. I've been very depressed, but I'm good now, baby. I'm back.
Wow, congrats, Naomi.
I'm glad you guys. I'm glad your mental health is well, both of you. The three of us, our mental health, never been better. We're fucking killing it.
Yeah.
We love it.
What's comedy like in 2020? Can I ask? What's comedy like in 2020?
Everyone's called Josh Earl. It's fucking weird. Around the entire world, everyone's called Josh Earl. We can't figure it out.
Tom, is it true that you kicked a glass off a table of punters? And... Was that you?
I do look a bit like that guy, actually. But no, that was not me. I would have dealt with that very differently. I would have really Josh Earl'd it, which is common parlance up here for crushing.
It is down here too, yeah. All right, our first game. What was that, Naomi? What was that?
I'm depressed. Quick, what's the first question?
Okay. All right, our first game tonight is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who wrote these tweets, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get right, a point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So you can't buzz in for your own. Mm-hmm. Poker face is on. First question is this one. I went to a silent disco and listened to a podcast.
Alexi.
Cameron.
I heard Alexi first.
I'm going to say Tom Cashman. And I would have said that if everyone else didn't chime in either way.
No, that was actually Cameron James who
said
that.
Oh, dang.
Was it?
Yeah.
I was going to say Tom Cashman as well.
Yeah.
I was also going to say Tom Cashman.
What the hell? Also thought it was me.
Yes. It had the essence of Cashman in it.
No.
I was like, that's clever.
Yeah. When did I tweet that? That must have been when I was going through my Tom Cashman phase.
Yeah. It was 2017. It's one of your most popular tweets, Cameron.
Oh, my God. I got to pin that. I got to pin that.
Good comics get to a Tom Cashman phase, but only the greats get to Josh Earl.
And so far, only one guy in Australia got there, but there's about four or five in Nigeria. But they had to team up.
Or, I've got another theory, maybe Josh Earl is Nigerian for nonsense.
You are copping it today, Josh.
I can't tell you guys, after being in lockdown, the stimulation of four white male comedians at once, it's a lot for me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a Josh Earl one day.
Yeah. I'm Greek and Josh is
Alexi's
Nigerian.
Greek.
Come on.
We got at least two POCs on this panel. And two POSs.
All right.
Can you say that?
I think so.
Question two. Cum is sex piss.
Oh my God, Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Is that a Naomi?
That is a Naomi. Disgusting. Yeah, you're right there, Cameron.
That is absolutely disgusting.
Doesn't sound like me. Doesn't sound like someone. That's fucked. Nah, it's a good one.
Yeah,
it's good. Well.
Your most popular tweet, Naomi?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I looked it up today.
That's not my most popular.
Maybe
how
in numbers it
how
is.
How many likes?
Only three, you loser.
Now let's get Naomi.
There's no way. I'm fact checking you.
Is Fave Star
oh,
back,
no.
Josh? Yeah, how do you sort today?
What did you just Google cum piss?
I just looked up on Twitter cum is sex piss, but not in quotation marks, and there's a lot of porn.
Wow.
That is definitely not. I've had several tweets more popular than that, Josh. I'll do your research, honestly.
Okay.
I did one about Star Wars, and it went really, really viral, and then it's just a lot of people fighting about Star Wars in the replies, and it was the worst day of my life.
Wow,
was
what it, a dream.
Was it Star Wars is sex piss?
Yeah, it was. Well, is it not?
I guess it is.
I guess it is.
Question three. I'm a nice person, so I only play marry, marry, marry. Name any three people and I would marry all of them.
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Oh, it could be
you
any
just
of
buzzed
you
in without even knowing.
No, I was like, it's definitely Alexi or Tom or Cam was my thinking. Tom.
You're
Tom
very
Cashman.
Good at this guy.
You are correct. It was Tom Cashman, yes.
That's very Tom. I like that. That's good. But
where
that's
does
not
that rank?
True. That's not true, Tom. You'd fuck a few people, I reckon.
Well, this is the thing. I think, if I remember correctly, I tweeted, I play fuck, fuck, fuck. And no one liked it. I'm like, I might need to change that.
It's not the persona. The persona would marry.
Exactly. Yeah.
The original tweet was, I'm a bad guy, so I only play fuck, fuck, fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, next question, question four. I love 9 Honey and 10 Peach, but my favourite channel is 7 Pussy.
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
I want to say Cam.
No, it's Naomi. Naomi.
No, that's Naomi.
Fucking ridiculous.
I've got a rotten brain, huh? That's funny. That's a good one.
It's hard because Cam tweets like a sassy woman.
Yeah. It's true. That is true. I'm channeling Naomi. I'm in a Naomi phase at the moment, though.
I'm really sorry. That's fucking disgusting.
I was working in at Channel 10 when they launched 10 Peach. And no, it was 10 Boss for the men.
That's the boy
and,
one.
Yeah, boys. And 10 Peach for the ladies. And even in the office, we're like, is 10 Boss in 2019 really the best thing to be calling the male channel? But like, no, we've tested it. It's fine. It was not fine.
Unbelievable.
Next question. There's so much Simpsons porn online, but literally zero based on season one Simpsons. Pisses me off.
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Cam.
No, that's Alexi. You're pointing for Alexi.
And bit of trivia, Alexi has never seen The Simpsons.
Mm. Wow. I've only seen the movie. Yeah. I've seen the movie. And I'm trying. Maybe I think I should go to the TV show. I've heard it's pretty good.
Hang on. Does that mean that you want to fuck Spider Pig?
Oh, Spider Pig is so funny. Is he part of the show?
No.
He must be a big part of the show then.
That's what I. Yeah. That's what I think you assume is season one's about.
Yeah. I love it. My favorite character from The Simpsons is President Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's my favorite Simpsons character. And I love when they show that little boy's pecker. That's so funny.
You see it every episode.
Yeah, that must be in every movie
you watched afterwards.
Question six. Everyone's talking about cruelty to horses, but I also think it's wrong to make men that small.
Oh, Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
Is that Naomi?
No, that is Tom Cashburn. I put this for
Tom.
Oh,
my God. Good Lord.
You're getting your influences confused, Cam.
When you're on with two of your heroes, it's hard not to get flustered. Tom, what was you thinking behind that tweet? I'd love to get deep into your brain.
To learn how to steal from you.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so I think the analysis is, first of all, around, I don't know if you've been on Twitter during November, but there's a lot of anti-horse racing chat.
Right.
Yep.
So I think you start off with kind of like a relatable thing like that. And then I think the funny implication is that the similar to the way horses are bred to be quite strong and fast, that the men, because in reality, the men, just they just pick small men in the community.
Right.
There's no breeding program for the men, but it would be quite humorous to imagine if the men were, you know...
Quite exciting as well to imagine a breeding program for them.
I agree. And I want to be part of it.
Yeah, not just humorous.
I would be a part of it. I would
and how they'd do it is they'd get all the tiniest guys in the world and then they'd get the sex piss out of all of them.
No!
And then put it in me.
You know, I always thought that like jockeys come about because that's from premature ejaculation sex. That's why.
You think jockeys are pre-cum?
Yeah. Then it's not the full load.
They're pre-dudes. You're a pre-dude.
It's like a trailer.
Back when you're a man.
It's like a trailer before the feature film. You're like, okay, it makes sense.
So
they should hand out the smallest man award at the World Cup, the Melbourne Cup every year.
So if jockeys are pre-cum, then on the other end of the scale, we've got, say, I'd guess, NFL gridiron players. What's that then?
That's shit.
Now talk us through that one, Tom.
Okay, so what's bigger than cum that comes out of the body? We've got piss. That's smaller.
Yeah, it's smaller.
The biggest thing
runnier.
Is a big shit. So if that was used to make a person,
oh my God,
that person would be huge.
Oh my God.
Can't argue with that.
So in this reality, any part of a human being could be expelled within the womb, and it would create a different type of human.
Exactly.
How would you make the magic pudding? Because the magic pudding looks like a poo with a face on it. Is it the same thing?
A magic pudding isn't a human.
Well, he's got human-like characteristics.
Oh, true. Well, that's in the realm of fiction. I can't deal with it.
This is science
Not
fiction,
like this.
After all. Yeah. This is speculative fiction. That's just fantasy.
Grow up, Alexi. Come on.
Sorry. I was just trying to extend the riff, but I fucked up, so.
All right, next question then. Anime recommendation. Opening credits to The Nanny.
Oh.
Tom.
Alexi.
Yes, Tom. You're saying Alexi?
Yes.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, it was Alexi. Mm. Yes. Mm. Point there for Tom.
That was my first tweet to ever break 1,000, and it was one of the most exciting moments of my life.
Did you keep the notifications on the entire time?
I did, and I relished it. I watched every single one come in real time, staring at it.
I turned the Star Wars one off, but then my dopamine dropped a bit, so I'd turn it back on for 20 minutes, read all these people threatening to kill each other, and then turn it off again.
Do you know how Twitter have now introduced that you can limit who replies?
Yes.
They should be able to let you do that after you've already posted. So if you see that there are a lot of idiots replying, you should be able to go, all right, no more replies.
But you should also be able to filter to only receive nice replies.
Yeah.
Yes, complimentary.
Yeah, compliments only, please.
And edit tweets. So if you like want to change your joke or your message, you can go back and change it, but you keep the numbers on that thing.
Yeah.
Keep the numbers. Them high.
If I want to change all my really popular ones to just vote Trump, that would be great.
And guys, if you're listening, please vote Biden.
Yes, please. Mail in those votes, guys. Mail them in. Put them up in the big old barrel and send them across the sea.
I don't think he's going to win the award this year for smallest man, but we should still vote.
We got to get him. We got to get him up there.
Got to get him up there.
Cam, of course, is talking about Hunter Biden. He wants Hunter Biden to be the president.
I love his emails.
Did you hear the other day that someone hacked into Trump's Twitter and his password was MAGA2020? So good.
Oh.
His password was Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Dude, his one before was without any... At least MAGA2020 was with an exclamation mark and I think a capital.
Yeah.
But the one before that was just, you're fired.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Loved that.
Is that a joke?
No, it was, actually. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
It's a bad password.
That's what makes me angry.
I mean, I think it's humorous, but it's a true fact.
See, that's what I was like with the Nigerian Josh Earl Naomi. You're looking at it, is it a joke? Is it not a joke? I couldn't tell. All right, question 8. If you ever want to prank someone who has anxiety, just text them, hey, can we have a chat later?
Alexi.
Yes, Alexi.
Naomi.
Yes, you are correct. It was Naomi. Yeah.
It had to be Naomi.
My brand is just anxiety and calm, isn't it?
Yes. I was like, this has to be her. Only her and I suffer from extreme anxiety in this panel, so.
We suffer from anxiety as well, just not about socializing. It's mainly about, like, career stuff.
Shut up, Cam.
Okay.
My friend opened my text and then didn't respond, okay? That's hard.
Yeah. I get it.
Cam is very aloof on the text. As someone that has to communicate with him every day, very aloof on the text messages.
Cam, how can you do that to your dear friend who has anxiety? Who has social anxiety? How can you do that to him?
I didn't even know until right now that he had anxiety.
I wear it well, you know? That's my style.
Inside is suffering.
I cover it in irony.
Hey, Cam, we need to chat.
Oh, shit. No, I haven't. This thing's contagious.
People were mad about that tweet. They were like, this is not... You should not do this. This is actually mean.
That is anxiety-inducing.
Yeah. Well, I didn't care about them. I don't have that particular type of anxiety. I was just like, fuck off.
What's your anxiety? Let's talk about it.
What's your major malfunction?
Yeah, what's your glitch, dude?
I'll go last. Let everyone else talk about their mental health issues, and then I'll go last.
I'll start. So mine's starting my podcast and having everyone think I was racist. That's a big thing.
There's nothing you can do to remedy that.
What you need to do to get out of that is just bring it up 5 more times throughout there.
Yeah, I agree. I think
I'm owning it.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom, what's your anxiety?
I sometimes worry that my penis is too small.
Come on, dude.
I got you, dude.
Yeah, nice.
That's
nice.
A real issue for a lot of fellas.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
you thought I was going to say too big, so...
That is why
we fooled you.
And sorry for laughing at it, Tom.
That's okay.
I guess my anxiety is sometimes I feel... inadequate as a friend and as a man, and I have just been proven by one of my closest friends, Alexi, that that is largely based in fact. So that's really great.
And for me, it's childhood obesity and divorced parents.
Naomi, your turn.
My parents are divorced too. I'm going to blame it on that.
I have adult onset childhood obesity.
I was going to say, Alexi, I don't think you need to worry about childhood obesity. You're a man.
Yeah, it was adult onset, unfortunately.
It's never going to happen.
You're way past that.
I got husky after 18, unfortunately.
All right, question 9. Calling the last 3 people I've slept with to let them know I have diarrhea.
Alexi.
Yes, Alexi.
Is that Tom Cashman?
That is Tom Cashman, yes.
He's the only one that I know of us that has still got diarrhea.
Yeah. How's it going, Tom? Diarrhea.
Look, a lot of, I mean, the diarrhea is fine, but a lot of confusion on the end of some of these calls. A lot of, how does this affect me?
Do you tell them they should get tested as well?
No, I just tell them it doesn't affect you. I just need someone to talk to.
It hurts.
It actually feels great.
I'm on the toilet. I've got my phone in my hand. I'm bored. Talk to me. Yeah. And our last question for the first round. I believe in Shania law. Women can only wear man's shirt and short skirt.
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Cam?
Yes, you are correct. Yeah, that was Cam, yes.
Very good.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
it's not bad. I remember that one. I might pin that one. I'll pin that one.
Yeah, pin it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
that one explained, anyone? Classic play on words.
That's Cam style.
I remember hearing that, thinking Shania sounds like Shariah.
Yeah. And we all know how you thought of it, mate.
Oh, and rushing to my phone.
Yes.
I remember pulling the car over.
Yes. And as you should have.
And thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
That's one of those ones where you're like, try and text while driving and then think of if you die, the cops pulling your phone.
Your hands are getting hotter as you're trying to put it in. You're like, God.
Oh, my God.
They got to reach the same speed as my brain on this one.
And then if you don't get to actually press send on the tweet and you do perish in a crash, you just pray in your dying moments that the cop presses tweet.
It's what he would have wanted. Closes your eyes over, presses tweet.
It's like, yeah, it was a pretty funny tweet, but I don't know about the hashtag cops are cool at the end of it.
Blue lives matter. Because I do sometimes think, what is my last tweet going to be? Hopefully, because I always am reminded. Well, who's the
you
guy?
Often think
so away, Josh.
Oh, my
no,
God.
But because, you know, who's the guy from Glee who died?
Which one?
There's a bunch of them, right?
A few of them.
The pedophile or the good one?
No, the good one who died of heroin.
Corey
Monteith.
His last tweet was about Sharknado.
Wow. And ironically, that's how he went out.
He died doing what he loved, though, huh?
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are...
It was a heroin overdose, but yeah.
Yeah.
Cameron James.
That's what
on
I
two
call
points.
It. That's a street term, Naomi.
It's called a Sharknado.
Yeah, I'm going on a Sharknado's tonight.
Huge night on the Sharknado.
It's
so
a
Cameron
Sydney
James.
Thing.
2 points. Tom Cashman.
I also
2 points.
Love that I called him the good one because that was just what I could say other than the pedophile. You stand next to a pedophile, you're automatically.
Yeah,
the good
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
That's why all my mates are pedophiles.
I never met this guy before.
Uh-oh.
Let the record show.
Naomi Higgins on 3 points, and also on 3 points, it's Alexi Toliopoulos.
Yes. Naomi and Lex at the top of the game.
It's very close game. Brunettes.
We're going to win. We're going to win it.
Hey, guys, glasses, brown hair combo. Winning
again. Before we move on, I am retweeting my old Shania Law tweet right now.
Can you
I'm
going to
retweet
how many
Cum
likes?
Is Sex Piss.
How many likes right now? And let we'll know.
Yeah.
At
it's
the end.
On 943 likes.
Wow, that is good.
99 retweets. And let's see if I can get a little bit more heat on this thing.
And then
I just went
when
to my Cum is Sex Piss tweet. And the first reply is from Cam James, and it says, oh, for fuck's sake, Naomi.
Really? That's awesome.
All right, so also, listeners of the pod, look for Cam's Shania Twain tweet, and I want you all to retweet it. Everyone to retweet it.
I'm going to retweet cum is sex piss again. Just
good.
I wish you could pin someone else's tweet.
You can.
You can. You've got to retweet it with a quote. And then right. You can pin that. All right.
Excellent.
This round is called 9 to 5, What a Way to Make a Living. Now, we've all had jobs. Some of them good, some not so good. And today, we're talking about a great job that Alexi had. What happened that made it not so great. So, when Alexi was working in a video store, he had a customer come in who would wear a leather jacket and had slick back hair and told Alexi that his name was Blade. One day, Blade invited Alexi to his house for a vampire transformation night. Alexi said yes, but then didn't turn up. What happened the next time he interacted with Blade? Was it A, Blade went crazy on the video store's Facebook page, typing diatribes about how everyone who worked there knew nothing about films and singling out Alexi to be the worst one? Was it B, a year later, Blade found Alexi's personal Facebook page and sent him a message that he has entered a competition to get flights to LA, accommodation and tickets to the Ellen DeGeneres show, and if he wins, Alexi is going to be his plus one? Or C, Blade walked into the shop dressed as a vampire and asked if he could change his name on his video card to Jonathan Harker. Alexi did, and then Googled the name only to realise it was the character played by Keanu Reeves in Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
One of these is true. You can ask Alexi as many questions as you want. Bear in mind that Alexi wants you to get this wrong, so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away. So,
I love B and C because B, this guy deals terribly with rejection. He's like, do you want to go to LA, mate? And then C is like, no one attended the changing out of a vampire event, so he's just still a vampire. So he had to go back in.
He was a human transforming into a vampire. I mean, I did the day shift. That's how I know so that.
It wasn't the next day that he came in as a vampire. It was.
It was sometime later.
How old were you when this is taking place?
Like? I was like 21.
Okay.
21 okay. years old.
What was the video store?
It was Video Easy in King's Cross, which was a very hip and happening part of the town back then. No lockout laws in sight.
Which Blade movie was out at the time?
None. The most recent would have been Trinity, or perhaps, I don't know if this is true, I'm guessing there may have been like an anime adaptation like sometime after. There could have been that. It seems like the kind of movie that would have had like, if you want a little bit more Blade, check out the anime version.
Now, anime, that's like The Nanny, right?
Yeah, it's like the opening titles for The Nanny.
Okay.
What year was this?
This would have been around 2013, 2014.
So could you see the glow of the Coca-Cola sign from your shop front window?
Mm. It was nearby. Technically, I was in Potts Point, but the Coca-Cola sign was in like, 1-2 minutes walking.
When he posted on the Facebook, he mentioned you by name. Did he critique you in any other way?
He just said he did say Alexi, the guy with glasses, so other people would know that it was me.
And what did he say about your poor service, poor knowledge?
He said that I didn't know about movies. He said that I led him astray. I'm upset by this. I do know about movies. If anyone wanted to know me.
Yeah, but did you back then?
Back then, I was actually even more excited about cinema. I still had the world of cinema before me, and I knew so much. But also, I knew I had so much more to learn.
So at age 21, what was your favorite film? At age 21, what's Alexi's favorite film?
Age 21, favorite film, probably Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Yes.
When was... So he entered an Ellen DeGeneres competition, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Just an unrelated competition where the prize was Ellen DeGeneres tickets.
Yes.
And when was it in advance?
This was like he was entering the competition. He was like giving you the heads up, buddy, I'm entering the competition.
Oh, he hadn't won.
No, he hadn't won. He was giving the heads up far in advance that he was about to enter the competition.
What's his name on Facebook?
I don't want to say, but his name is Blade, and then it's got two more names that are also another like TV science fiction character.
Okay, Blade X-Files.
If I say it, will you bleep it, Josh? Because I looked him up before, and he's still on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll bleep it.
Okay, his name was Blade.
Oh, here's a question. I think we've all kind of danced around it. Why didn't you go to the vampire transformation?
Exactly.
Mainly social anxiety. It was, it was mainly that.
Do you think this is what social anxiety is? Not wanting to go to a...
There was actually...
Yeah, that's mental illness. Not wanting to go to a vampire transformation party. Something's wrong.
There was part of it was like, maybe I should go and like film it and like go like, what's going on? Like this guy like legit was like, if you want to come hang out later, I'm being turned into a vampire at midnight around here. And I was like, that's insane. Like, what is it? Because I, you know, I don't believe vampires actually exist in the real world. Call me crazy. I don't believe that. But I was like, what's going on in that case? Is he just trying to like fuck me or something? But like, what? Like, that's the craziest like thing to say. I'm like, would there be like a group of blokes hanging out and they're like sucking each other's necks or something, thinking they're turning into vampires?
Alexi, do you think he maybe thought you were a virgin and they were going to sacrifice you?
That could have been it. I mean, I was a fat dude working at a video store who would be talking about, like, Midnight Cowboy, movies that were made, like, 40 years before I was born, recommending those to people. I mean, it's very suspicious.
What did he look like when he was dressed as a vampire? What was he actually wearing?
Well, this is how he always dressed. I worked in the summertime there, by the way. He always wore, like, full jeans, a white T-shirt or white button-down shirt, and he always wore a leather jacket over the top. And he had slicked back hair. He was a very minuscule man. He was a string beanus of a fella, string bean. And he had very slicked back hair, bit of a widow's peak. But he also wore tiny little sunglasses. Like, not unlike Morpheus, but like if Morpheus was wearing speed dealers from The Matrix, it would be like the hybridization of those two things.
How so he wasn't dressed as a vampire when he came back saying he was a vampire.
No, but he definitely had the aura of someone that was into vampires. And he would also show me pictures. He had a very old, like, not an iPhone. But he had, like, a pre-iPhone, like, color picture phone. And he would show me pictures on his phone of dragons. And it would just be pictures, like, of drawings of dragons that he took off. Man. I took photos from his computer screen.
This guy's mythology is all over the place. You can't be like into vampires and Knight Rider and dragons. Pick something. And Morpheus. Pick something, man.
Come
Pick
on,
an identity.
Those are all the same pastiche. This guy checks out.
I've actually looked him up. I'm looking him up right now.
Which one is he?
Oh, well, there's a...
Well, there's a one where it's a picture of a freaking dragon
I've got to tell you, there's a few people with that name that you've beeped out on Facebook. Like, more than you'd think.
It is funny. I asked which one it is, and one of them does have a dragon as their profile picture.
Yeah, well, guess which one it is. I'm an idiot. There
guess
is one with is, a dragon.
The other one's like a doctor getting their degree.
But yeah, there's someone who's has that their school they went to is Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. So that could legit be him as well.
But I don't think there are vampires in that universe, are there?
This person hasn't been consistent to begin with.
yeah, that's true.
Why not add Hogwarts in there? Can I ask, Alexi, did you, like, in any part of your body, your being, think this person was cool at the time?
Which part of your body?
It's like, well, I think a certain part of my body thinks this guy's pretty cool. Well, this guy's never been horny before.
I'm going to only answer one part of that question, Tom. I didn't think he was cool, but I did find him... There was something fascinating about him. He was very interesting. He was also like a character that I reckon for weeks I would just see him. Like, I would just see him around. Not just even at work. Like, when I would be like walking to Broadway or like going out at night, and he would be walking at like... what's that? Bicentennial Park near Broadway? I would just see him walking through there in the middle of the night.
So this is great because this leads me to my next question. Is this person imaginary?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I number 23'd him into my life.
Wow. A movie reference.
That's a good reference.
Thank you so much.
You know who'd love that? Your alter ego.
Do people think they know what they're going to lock in?
I have one more question. What was the vampire name?
What, Jonathan Harker that he chose? That's a name from Bram Stoker's Dracula lore,
I found out.
They
said that before. Okay.
And it is a Keanu Reeves character who is like just like the normal guy who's not a vampire.
So maybe he stopped wanting to be a vampire.
Mm. But he still loved the law.
But he loved the world of it. He's like, I'm not Blade, but I am a normal man who exists in a world of vampires.
Yeah. That's like the slow. It's like people, white guys with dreads that shave a bit off at a time.
Yeah.
You got to take slow steps back.
Yeah, there's one person coming to mind when you say that, actually. Yeah.
Oh, wait, there's those girls who go to vampire things and get their blood sucked out. What's their name?
Cool.
My wife. And you leave her alone.
Can I ask how old this guy was, Alexi?
He was one of those guys where it's like you couldn't tell. He was older than me for sure. There was a strangeness about him where I was like, I can't tell how old this guy is.
Cam's on his Facebook page.
I can tell you how old he is.
Yeah, go into his about section.
Yeah, he's 37 now, so how old was he back then?
Back then he would have been probably like 32 is my guesstimate.
Right.
Wow.
Far out. See, the inviting someone to your becoming a vampire ceremony makes sense to me because, like the only thing worse than just changing to be a vampire would be doing it and no one shows up. Mm.
That would be so embarrassing.
Yeah,
that
bombing and doing it at the same time.
Well, I cause this guy some anxiety, I guess.
Yeah. Which is why I've locked mine in, actually.
Oh, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say that he lashed out on the Facebook page, because that makes the most sense to me emotionally. I feel like you let him down.
You're going
and he,
A.
And I'm also going A.
Naomi's also A going too. A. And Cameron James, what are you going?
I'm going to be different, because that's how I define myself.
Hell yeah.
Never change, Cam. Never change.
Wow. Be bold. Be brave.
I'm a bit of a unique person, as you can probably tell by the dreadlocks. And I'm gonna lock in C.
You're looking C. The correct answer was B, the Ellen DeGeneres.
No!
What?
And while we were looking at his Facebook, I found the old message because I just clicked the message.
No.
Do you want me to read it? Do you want me to read it to
you? Yeah, read it, obviously.
Oh, yeah, no. Let's move on to the next thing.
All right, here it is. This is from 28/06/2013. And he said, Alexi, it's me, Blade, a.k.a. Static, a.k.a. Black Dragon.
No!
Wait, which one's the vamp? Oh, no, so he didn't have a vampire name.
That was his name, a.k.a. Static, a.k.a. Black Dragon. A few days later, I felt guilty. I said, hey, mate, how are you? And then he says, sorry, Alexi, I want to know I'm entering a competition on 106.5 FM radio station. If I win, the prize is 2 return flight tickets to LA to be in the audience of the Ellen DeGeneres show. Hotel, flights, spending money is all included and paid for. So I thought I would you like to come with me, man. Come on, we both need a good holiday and a break as well. Plus, no one else wanted to come with me.
Oh no.
If I do win, I will Facebook you and tell you okay from Blade, a.k.a. Static, a.k.a. Black Dragon. And then I said, okay, I replied to this. I replied.
Yeah, you got to reply, man.
Wow.
You can't leave that on red, man.
No, absolutely.
I said, sounds like a nice prize you could win. But unfortunately, I've got a few responsibilities here at home that I can't really leave behind.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, mate. And then
you should have gone. I mean, didn't win. It was fake. It wasn't a real thing. But you should have gone.
Oh, I should have gone. God. Then he replied to me again really 3 years later, and I never saw it. 3 years later, he says, hey, dude, long time have contacted each other. How are you, man? Guess what? My birthday is at the end of April. I turned 37 years old. Speak to you soon. Bye for now. Blade, a.k.a. Static, a.k.a. Black Dragon.
You really had an influence on this, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He loves you.
Yeah, people are drawn really nice to me.
He wanted to take his favourite cinephile to LA with him.
To see Ellen.
The
loveliest person in showbiz.
One of my heroes.
A Hollywood tour. Cam and I took a Hollywood tour.
We did.
Remember that?
Yeah, we did. We saw all the most famous people's houses in LA when we were there together. We didn't go together, but we did go on the tour together.
We went on a holiday to LA together, Cam and I.
We won tickets to Ellen.
Finally, we're doing it.
The most famous house that we saw, I don't know if you remember, Naomi, is we saw three houses in a row. One was Sylvester Stallone's house. Mm-hmm. Then right next door, Denzel Washington. And then right next door to him, Logan Paul, the YouTuber.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow.
I hate him.
Yeah. I just remember how long the guy took to tell us about a particular house that was owned by the guy who wrote, I like to move it, move it. He spent like fucking 10 minutes talking about this one guy.
King Julius from Madagascar, I believe, right there.
We should go again. Let's go again.
Let's bring Blade.
All right.
Yeah. I got a way you guys can get some tickets.
I've heard California is beautiful this time of year, especially right now. It's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Spot to be.
We've all got to go. Fires,
at the
flu,
end
what more
of that round, the scores are Cam still on 2 points, Naomi still on 3 points, Tom still on 2 points, but in front on 6 points, it's Alexi.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well deserved, Alexi.
AKA,
no one got it.
AKA Black Dragon in the lead.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you'll say nah. Ask them as many questions as you want, because if you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, they get the point. So here we go. To Alexi. Mm-hmm. When Naomi was in primary school, her class was doing an egg drop experiment where they had to create a vessel for the egg so it wouldn't break. Naomi still remembers one person in the class used condoms. Naomi had no idea what condoms were, but pretended to because the other kids all found it funny. Yeah or nah?
What grade were you in?
I want to say 4 or 5.
And all the other kids knew what condoms were.
Well, the cool kids. The
cool kids.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to what the fucking losers were saying. So I'm climbing that ladder, baby.
What did you think it was?
I had absolutely no idea. I didn't know. Like, you know when you just see people talk, they're giggling, and they're like, you get it. And I was like, yeah. Of course I get it. I'm not a fucking idiot, loser. Which I'm not.
How does the experiment work? They, like, put the egg in the condom and then what?
You do the math.
It was blown up with stuff inside it.
Tom,
so you have...
I've actually got a question for Tom. If you were to use an egg without a condom, what would that make? What kind of human would that make?
So, what? If you fuck the egg? Is that what...
Well, you said a poo would make... An NRL.
Okay, so, yeah.
Well, so if you were to use an egg and no condom,
Alexi,
what
this
kind
is a
of
ridiculous question because the other things that we're talking about were instead of sperm goes in and fertilizes an egg. An egg is already a fucking egg, so it would just be twins. It would be two eggs.
Twins? It would be twins.
It would just be another egg. It's already done.
That's why I needed to know the truth, and my answer will be. This is a yes.
You are correct, Alexi. That is a true story. A point there for Alexi.
God.
Tom was the one that gave
Pretty
it away.
Tom.
Yeah. Just he knew so much about the egg. I'm like, this has to be a true story. Eggs have to exist.
That's how I learn about twins.
I think what gave it away is Naomi got a bit defensive. She was like, because I'm not a fucking loser. It's like, oh, this is true.
Well, that bit.
I remember that feeling though, Naomi, of pretending you'd watch something that was on TV late at night. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then getting called out for it. Just go, no, I watched. Oh, I fell asleep halfway through though. I didn't see the end. Yeah.
I mean, it was fucked up that they, because most people are using like, you know, newspaper and you wrap stuff in an egg. You're wrapping egg in things.
Yeah.
And then they would just drop them from the roof. But why the fuck are you at home blowing up condoms? It was like all these little bubble condoms and then like a big one over the top.
Did he bring it in special? He brought the condom in special for
it. No, you just brought it in done.
Oh.
You brought it in already done.
Do you reckon his parents helped him do it? You know how those kids had the parents?
I reckon
he's
got like a fucked dad who was like, this'll fucking work.
Yeah, nothing breaks through these. I'll learn that the hard way, you fucking loser.
Yeah. Yeah, suppose I've got 1 minute off rooting your mum to help out with this one.
Yeah, we don't even use these anymore. Yeah.
All right, so a point there for Alexi now to Naomi. When Cameron was a teenager, he had a scam going where he would help his mum take in the shopping and unpack it. He would also keep the receipt. And the next day, he would sneak a couple of items into his bag, take them back to the supermarket, get a refund, and pocket the money. Wow. Yeah or nah?
What was the supermarket?
Coles.
Okay.
Next
delivered
question.
Like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Next question.
This is what a guy tells.
He's
the
on
truth
trial.
Like, I know that much.
I just want it read back. If the note taker could read back that I said Coles, is that correct?
Cam has been watching the Senate inquiries. He loves this shit.
Nah, he's so, watched the Chicago 7.
Would you get cash in return?
Yeah, you get cash.
So your mum must have paid with cash.
I guess so. I don't know. I guess so. I didn't go shopping with her.
If you pay with a credit card, then you get a refund on the credit card.
Well, and I guess she paid with cash. Lucky mommy.
So
wow, this is like an episode of The Guardian.
What a special woman.
So what kind of items would you take back?
I'd always just take something that she wouldn't be able to openly look at, like things from the bathroom, from our bathroom, me and my brothers, like shampoo and toothpaste and stuff like that. Because if it was like, oh, milk or whatever, she'd be like, yeah, I obviously got milk. We all have cereal. But it was things from things from our end of the house that she would have no real evidence of, or she wouldn't be able to see every day.
And so how much money would you get back?
Not much, like probably less than $20.
And what would you do with that money?
Buy lollies and stuff like that, magazines.
From Coles?
No. Or sometimes I buy magazines from Coles, but it was the newsagents that
what
I was
hitting
up.
What kind of magazines? You reading, you little pervert?
No, nothing gross. I was a big music magazine guy. I liked Kerrang! Magazine, which had posters in it of new metal bands like Slipknot and Disturbed. I liked Rolling Stone. I liked the other
one.
All
right, I get it.
Yeah.
Where, did you walk to the supermarket?
Or I got how'd you get a there? Bus, the 322.
Oh, you're an inner city boy, are you?
No, I'm actually from Newcastle, which is just outside of Sydney, about an hour and a half, 2 hours outside of Sydney, okay. In the suburbs, and I'll get the bus to Charlestown.
Lie.
You're going to say nah?
Yeah.
You are correct. Yes,
that's
that is
true.
Not a
that's
true
absolutely
story.
Not true. Excellent work, though, Naomi. That was I felt tense that entire time.
You
that
work
classic, give too many details about things that have nothing to do with it. It's like, yeah, I love Slipknot. Also love Limp Bizkit. Like,
and her shirt was blue.
Naomi, your strategy was to keep pressing him until Cameron had to start acting, and we could tell from having seen Cameron act.
Totally. Oh, man.
What did I do? What was my tell? Question. Tell me you, what my tell was.
I was
honestly, that, there's no way your mum's paying in cash every time she
yeah,
goes.
That's when I knew I was
so
in trouble.
That's actually that's a Josh crazy. Earl mistake, if anything.
I knew I was in trouble there, but what was my giveaway, Alexi? I want to know for future auditions that I go on.
You started using a lot of arms.
Yeah.
You were sweating and pulling at your shirt collar like this? God, oh, boy. Yeah.
Sweating, asking for a glass of water.
When you were like, oh, I don't know, she may be paying cash. It was like, oh, he's turned into a character. Beautiful work, Cameron. Beautiful, beautiful.
Honestly, it was from the way you said Coles, you were in trouble.
Because I wrote this one because
you were doing a bit of a liar. That's what that joke was. Like, Coles. Like,
that's true.
The part of a criminal.
Oh, that's true. I did. Fuck.
I came up with this because when I was at one of my daily walks to my local supermarket, where I've been for the last 102 days, I saw a kid from my kid's school returning stuff. And I thought,
wow.
I wonder if he's doing this. That would be a good scam if you're a
that's
kid.
That's a good scam.
I mean, that was my thought, that if this is true, then that's pretty crazy to come up with as a child.
Yeah.
Well, there's crafty little kids out there, Tom.
Be careful. Little
boy.
I know.
Officer. It's not Cam. It's obviously not Cam.
All right, so to Cameron.
Yeah.
Talking of little boys.
Oh my God.
When Tom.
Can we give a new introduction to this bit? I just don't want that sentence and my name right near each other if possible.
Okay.
Speaking of little boys, Cam.
I'll start again. Cameron, who we know loves little boys.
Oh my God.
About...
Sorry, go on.
When Tom was a child, he would collect cards. Where other kids would collect basketball cards, Pokemon cards, or football cards, Tom decided that he would collect business cards. Yeah or nah?
Where'd you get these business cards from?
Just from like all sorts of places that I was with my parents, and when you're sitting around, like at the bank was a good example of one. They'd have like six there.
Oh yeah.
All for the different bankers.
And so, you'd get all six.
And
so
I'd get all six.
All the names from the same bank.
But it wasn't about
branch manager, assistant branch manager, teller.
Right, now I have depression again.
No, but okay, so Josh has framed this as if it's kind of similar to baseball cards or something, where I suppose the purpose of baseball cards is to, yeah, you idolize the person from the sport and their sporting achievements or something. This wasn't about idolizing the person that the card was about.
What was it about?
It was about the quality of the card. So,
Oh my lord.
So Commonwealth Bank, for example, had very nice feeling ones.
And what was your favorite type of card to feel?
So ones that were kind of, I don't know the word for it, where the letters
beveled.
Stuck out.
Yeah.
Embossed.
Boss.
Embossed yes. And beveled are my two. Beveled. I forgot about beveled. Beveled was sick.
Now, this is 100% true. I want to lock in. I want to lock in. Yeah,
you are correct, Cam. It is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Two reasons why I know it's true. One is the genuine joy on Tom's face when he was saying that, and two is halfway through you describing liking embossed letters, I remembered that you had told me this before, and I remember also feeling sick at the time as well.
I like defending yourself, saying that I said it was if you were like collecting them all. I didn't mention. I just said some kids collect basketball cards and you collected business cards. That's all I said.
And you immediately were like, I didn't idolize Sharon
at
the bank.
I didn't. It wasn't.
Tom really taking a page out of the I'm not a fucking loser book.
Yeah. Defensive for sure. I had to throw them out though. Well, I didn't have to, but
you should have.
Yeah. Well, I still have some, actually. I think,
you probably should shred them. They've probably got details that people don't want out there anymore.
Yeah.
On people's business cards.
Yeah. Maybe they've changed industry. Maybe they've moved house. It's scary.
And back in the early 90s, people would put if they were having an affair on their partner on their business card and stuff. And what drugs they did.
They would say, don't call this number.
We weren't as PC back then. There were a lot of slurs and people's phone numbers. Yeah.
It's like I have one set of business cards and one set of my biggest secrets cards. Oh my god, I've got them mixed up.
Their email address could have been like NigerianJoshEarl@ozemail.com and people don't use that anymore.
Why'd you throw them away?
Well, I remember saying to my dad
too many tough memories.
I have two memories of this. One is, I remember saying to my dad, like, Dad, I'd grab them whenever I was in a place when I saw one. And I had a little photo album kind of thing of my favorite ones. But then I had a big box of just, like, the shitty ones. And I remember saying to my dad,
God,
do you reckon
I've... tears.
Yeah, I did have tears. I had my favorites. And I said, Dad, do you think I've got the biggest business card collection in the world? And my dad was like, oh, well, I mean, sometimes at, like, conferences...
God.
1,000 people will go to like a hotel or whatever and they'll all stay there and they talk about whatever industry they're in and they'll do a little competition where everyone will put their business card in like a big thing.
Oh my god.
And Mecca. Like, there's probably like
the promised land, huh?
He's like, there's probably more in there than you have.
Cut to you just at the wheelie bin, just crying.
Legitimately went to the wheelie bin and put him in.
My opposite thought was like you burst out into song. You just sang the song that you were destined to sing your entire life, imagining this place.
Literally, Mecca.
Memory.
But then the other memory with this, because I kind of forgot about it, but then... I don't know if you watched Love on the Spectrum recently.
Yes. This is why we were talking about it.
Yeah, a fantastic show on Netflix, which is about people with autism falling in love and dating. Well, not necessarily falling in love, but kind of dating and the first steps of dating. It's very heartwarming and kind of funny in parts as well. And it's like a look into the life of all these different people with autism. And one of the scenes is the narrator or the person directing it interviewing someone with autism being like, oh, what's this? And they're like, oh, that's my business card collection. And then I remember for it at the time, like, oh no. Because I've always suspected I'm a bit close to that end of the spectrum. But I was like, maybe that's kind of normal. And then I think in the show, the narrator legitimately goes, well, that's very strange. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tom. I thought you were saying, "Oh no," because you've finally found your own soulmate, and they're about to go on a date with someone else,
and they're taken. Yeah.
Oh no! They found my cards. They stole them. They got my cards.
All right. So, Cam, you got a point now to Tom. Alexi had the song by Kylie Minogue, "I Should Be So Lucky," stuck in his head for 4 months. Because he heard it in an episode of Fat Pizza. Occasionally he would notice it wasn't in his head and feel good, only for it to start all over again. Yeah or nah?
What song?
By the way, that is anxiety. That really is anxiety.
I should feel so lucky.
And this is Cam?
No, this is Alexi.
Alexi, he's still thinking about those business cards. His head's lost.
I was. I thought I was done for a second and I had a sip of beer.
He was miles away.
So from Fat Pizza.
The show was called Pizza, but people know it as Fat Pizza.
And then what's this song? I've never heard of this song.
By Kylie Minogue. What? I should be so lucky, 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 lucky. I should be so lucky in love.
Okay, so, that's just the first... If you couldn't do that, you're fucked.
Josh invented the song for this question.
Real stitch up of Alexi here. And then, sorry, was this in a pizza episode?
Yes. Well, not the situation. That was in my reality. They didn't adapt it into Fat Pizza. Though, yes. I did write it as a spec script for the new season coming out on Channel 7 next year. It was on Fat Pizza. And in Fat Pizza, they only used small... little snippets of songs. They couldn't use the whole songs. And they just had that snippet like 20 times in one episode.
Yes. And then explain this psychological thing where you'd have it in your head, but then it'd leave and then you'd feel happy. Was this linked to happiness for you?
Well, no. It was linked to the opposite of happiness because I would get the songs on my head. I feel like for a while when I was a young man, my default setting when I wasn't talking or thinking about something critical, my mind would slip into, I should be so lucky, 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 lucky. I should be so lucky in love. And that would just ring in my head like for nonstop. And because it was Fat Pizza, they didn't have the rest of the song. It was just that little snippet. So it was just a little snippet in my head for days and days. It just wouldn't leave. And I wouldn't be thinking about something while I wasn't reading or watching something. It would just go back to, I should be so lucky, 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 lucky. I should be so lucky in love.
And do you remember saying this to Blade at any point? So I think it could explain a lot, mate.
Yeah, maybe. I locked my truth to Blade.
But Josh said something about like you'd forget about it and then you'd feel good for it and then it would come back. He just meant it would come and go.
It would come and go, then I'd remember it and I'd get sucked back into it. But I'd be like, oh, I haven't thought about it for a little while. And then I'd be like, oh, I should be so lucky. Come back to my head.
Did anything end it in particular?
Just one day I just remembered it had been a while since I'd thought that song. And then I was like, wow. And I just like, it had gone. And then I listened to the song. I was like, okay, it's a nice song. And it didn't get stuck in my head again.
You listened to the song? Oh, my God. Dancing with fire there. My God.
I risked it all because, you know, I had to find out how the song ended. Because I
risked it all. I mean, the stakes are pretty low, let's be honest.
Not really. It was my sanity. It was like a full year I had it stuck in my head.
Really?
That
bad?
That is a good tactic to get a song out of your head, though, is to listen to the whole song.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe you should have done that a year.
It was pre-YouTube. It was pre-YouTube. I would have to go out and buy the CD to like learn to have the song in my head. It wasn't like the days they are now. Information at the tips of your fingers.
Hello,
to find
there
out
was
any
Napster.
Song ever. I was too scared. I didn't know how to download.
Pandora.
Pandora didn't you work at Sanity?
Yes, but that was much later. I worked at Sanity when downloading was common occurrence and they were failing as a business.
So you worked at Sanity the same time that you lost it.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's why you applied, Alexi.
Yeah.
You want Excuse me, can I have a job at Sanity, please? Would like some. I also wonder, because... I mean, particularly because I wasn't clear on what the song was called and I asked you to repeat it. And I feel like you've sung that little bit, you know, 3-4 times now. You wrote about this recurring.
Well, it's Kylie Minogue. She is a very well-known artist, Tom.
No, totally. But are you worried about it being stuck in your head again?
No. Not going to happen, Tom. Not going to happen.
It could happen.
In this day and age, there's a world of overstimulation out there. And back then, back in the early days of computers and internet, you know, you would see one thing and get stuck and you'd get nothing else. This Now I can look around, I can find a picture of anything I would want in my life.
I feel like you are kind of underestimating how much media was available like 7 years ago.
The only entertainment that was available was one episode of Pizza for a year.
Pizza and Kylie Minogue. That's all we had.
I'm going to, on that basis, I'm going to lock in that this is true, because I think it was false. You would have pretended that you were worried about it happening again.
You are correct, Tom Cashman. That is a true story.
Nice, nice reading of the sociopath test there, Tom. That was good.
What was the bit on Fat Pizza with the song?
I think it was just an episode where they had a character that was meant to be Kylie Minogue in it, and they just played that song over and over again. It just got stuck in my head.
At the end of that round, the scores are Cam on 3 points, Tom on 3 points, Naomi on 4 points, but in front on 7 points, it's Alexi.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow. It looks still like close I enough. Am so lucky
Anyone
today.
Can still win this. It's still close enough. Okay, this is our final round. It's called Hoo Hoo. In this round, are out 10 questions all about you four. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers, so you get a point if you get it right. A point off if you get it wrong.
Okay.
Oh, only round you can lose points.
Gosh.
First question.
If I'm on 3 points, can I lose more than three, what happens?
You go into
then?
Minuses.
You die.
Holy shit.
Cam, you gotta get good points. We gotta get the plug at the end.
If that happens, you have to show your feet on camera, and then I'll share it with everyone.
Wow.
And that's ego death.
But in a non-sexual way, right?
Yes.
I actually don't think I've ever seen your feet, Cameron, so I hope you were defeated today.
Wait, did that happen off the podcast? No one knows.
Yeah, that was,
I feel
that
like
was
I've
before.
Got to clear the air.
That was before the podcast,
I joined the Zoom call, and the camera was on my feet.
Directly pointing at her feet.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the camera. There was a special camera.
It was a webcam set up to specifically point at the feet.
And we were all waiting for you to join. And when we saw your feet, we're like, oh, that's a bit weird. And then we heard you say, oh, shit, and scrambled to turn the camera off and rejoin the conversation.
Yeah, so that, and I'm not going to explain why, and that's fine.
But you can plug your OnlyFans afterwards. Okay, so this is our first question. Question number one. Who recently sprained their foot due to a vigorous foot massage?
Cameron.
Yes, Cameron.
That is Alexi, and I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I got a foot massage, and then nothing was the same since. My Achilles was aching. I had an Achilles.
But
you
said that it started hurting 4 days after the foot rub. I don't think it would have happened like that. It would have happened immediately.
I didn't do anything in between. No, my life did not change in between.
I think you might have heard it when you were sitting on the floor at Ben's house the other night. That's
Cameron,
what I
thought. Stop gaslighting Alexi.
That actually makes sense because I was uncomfortable for like 4 hours.
I reckon you said. See, that's what I think happened.
I sat on the ground
Don't
for
let
4 hours,
do it to you.
And I was uncomfortable for the whole time. Maybe that's what happened.
Why didn't you move?
Yeah.
There was
why
nowhere
didn't
to
move?
Go. Our friend doesn't have a couch.
What do you mean? Just adjust your foot.
No, it means outrage as the foot expert.
There's nothing you can do.
If I'm sitting
on
my foot and I'm like, this hurts, I would stop sitting on my foot.
I was in an immense amount of discomfort. There's no couch. It would either be that or like going, can I lay on your bed for an hour? Like, I don't know.
And the social anxiety would never
yes,
let you
exactly.
do that.
Yes, exactly. It'd be too mainly, Ben would be fine, but Cameron, that's a disaster if I do that in front of him.
All right, next question. Who moved schools as a kid and told everyone they had sprained their ankle on the monkey bars, so never went on them, but the truth was they just couldn't do the monkey bars?
Alexi.
Yes, Alexi.
Is this Naomi?
This is Naomi, yes, a point for Alexi.
Wow. Obsessed with feet again.
And lying. Lying in primary school.
Yeah, that's what gave it away. I was like,
trying to get
fibbing.
By. I was trying to climb that ladder. It did not work.
Well, you can't climb a ladder with a sprained ankle. I'll tell you that.
And if you're climbing the ladder horizontally, that is monkey bars. So
that's true.
Check it out.
That is true.
All right, question three. Who cut their genitals as a teenager while shaving, told a parent only for them to laugh in their face?
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Cam.
Yes, it was.
I saw the shame in his eyes immediately.
Oh my God. I just flashed and saw my dad's face as well, instantly. Oh.
Electric razor, Cameron?
No. Scissors.
Oh!
What?
Oh, what?
I was young.
You're going very close.
I didn't know. Yeah, it was a close shave.
Actually, you accidentally go to the Jewish scripture one time.
Yeah, I've moved on. And today's episode is sponsored by the Manscaper. So thanks, everyone.
cut your dicks off.
Don't snip that dick.
Every podcast I listen to is sponsored by that Manscaped thing.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's the new thing. Everyone's trimming their balls now. I say bring back the bush.
Yeah,
I like.
Yeah.
I say bring back stash.com.
Now every.
I say bring back just hacking at it with scissors.
Showing now your dad, having him laugh in your face. So why did he
just
laugh in your face,
groin.
Though, Cam? Apart from the fact that.
He was just like, why did you do that? And I was like, I started stumbling and I was like, I don't know. I'm like, so I'm getting ready or whatever. And he was just like,
I'm sponsored,
laughing.
Dad.
For the podcast.
Was it because Dr. Evil talks about shaving his nutsack?
No, it was actually because I'd seen American Wedding and there was a pube shaving scene in American Wedding. And I was like, what? I didn't even know you had to do that. You had to shave your pube. I thought you just could have pubes.
Yeah.
I thought you just could have pubes. Well, you're wrong.
Very sad.
Next question. Who had a dream that their friend slept with their partner, but when confronted said, don't worry, it was for work? This all happened in a dream.
Oh, Cameron.
Tom. I heard Tom first.
Fuck.
Naomi.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah, point there for Tom.
Yeah, it was Michelle Brazier, slut.
Oh. Whoa. We have got a beef with her now, don't we?
Yeah, she said, it was a work thing, don't worry. And I was like, okay. And so for the rest of the dream, I was just like, I guess I'm not allowed to be upset. And that's fine. It was work.
Oh, wow. You got gaslit in your own dream.
Yeah.
I did.
Do you think Michelle, do you think Michelle has that power over you in reality and not just the dream realm?
No, I could bulldoze her any day. She has far too much empathy and I have none.
Next question. Who, as a child, selected a song on a jukebox, doubted themselves, then faked an illness and made their parents take them home before it played because they were too anxious people would not like the
Tom.
Song.
Cameron.
Yes, Tom.
Alexi?
Yes.
What was the song?
It was Hound Dog by Elvis.
Why would you think that wouldn't be a hit? It's like one of the most popular songs of all time.
I didn't know. I thought it was too intense for the moment. I was like six. I was like, we got to get out of here. We got to get out before
okay, that
on.
Is pretty funny. A six-year-old playing.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I was like, why would a six-year-old know Hound Dog? I was like, I got to get
out. I would have bullied you.
Can you imagine how fun it would have been for your parents? Imagine just hanging out and your six-year-old comes up like, we've got to go, guys. I put Hound Dog on and it's going
to
fall.
Diarrhea. We have to go. Alexi told me another story where it's another Elvis related story. Do you remember the one I'm talking about?
No,
Alexi,
I don't
when you were in the choir and you got given a solo.
Oh, my God, Cameron.
You have to tell it.
Yeah, I remember I loved Elvis as a kid. And we were doing we were singing probably the national anthem in a choir. We were doing rehearsals and stuff. And then I was loving Elvis, so I just started like doing an Elvis impression, singing in the choir. And I'm so red, I can't believe this. I was doing an Elvis impression, and then the music teacher was like, "That is really good. You're a really good singer." And then she was like, "You're gonna have to get a solo in this. You're singing so well." And I was like, "So it got to me. The anxiety got to me. I was like." I'm never going to sing again. And I just like didn't sing that style again. And I was like, nope, just sing normal, sing shy. And then I went back to the background.
Until now, listeners.
Take
it away.
Did the choir teacher almost give you a solo in the national anthem as Elvis?
It's Elvis.
That is, what teacher is this? That is crazy.
Do it now.
I want to live in the alternate universe. Alexi was not shamed for it, and we go to karaoke, and Alexi just gets up on stage and starts singing Zombie, but in an Elvis presence.
You ain't nothing but a zombie.
Yes, there it is. He's back.
Next question. Who, when they're in a foreign city, hired a car and set the sat-nav to direct them to the airport, but it ended up directing them straight onto the runway?
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Cam.
Yes, you are correct. Point there for Tom.
That is true. It was a free sat-nav when I was in the UK, and it pretty much only took back roads and like dirt roads and stuff. I got into a lot of trouble every time I used it because it used no data, so you could use it without data.
Just didn't have the map and made it up.
You download
also without information.
You download the map when you're on Wi-Fi at your hotel, And then and then you'd use the map without data, and every time it led me astray. And it one time led me in Edinburgh through the service entrance of the airport.
Oh my lord.
And then there was all these men there, and they were going, no, no.
It's saying the sat nav's telling me I got to keep going.
All right, next question. Who was goaded by their sibling to flash on camera?
Oh, Cameron.
Tom.
Yes, Cameron.
Naomi.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, it was Naomi.
Whoa, was this was this Omegle?
No, no, this was just on the, we got like a family video camera, and this is like, we still have this footage now for posterity, is we were dancing to Spice Girls and my oldest sister was holding the camera and my pants fell down. And then on the, and then on camera, like 20 seconds later, I like pull my top up and then I, like my mum starts screaming at me and then my sister was filming me crying. And then she told me like years later, she's like, oh yeah, that's because after your pants fell down, I was like, do this. And I was like four. So I was like, okay. And then she's filming my mum just screaming at me and just like... Fucking
bitch. Oh my god.
She's an agent of chaos.
Yeah.
We gotta send this into Australia's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah. That would, imagine that with a funny voice over the top.
Yeah. Oh no, I mean, my pants really... fell down. Oh whoops, I better flash him and better flash everyone. Oh no.
It's actually a really beautiful extended shot of me just sitting there crying. I think you'd really like it, Alexi. It's like Rooney Mara eating a pie in Ghost Story.
Great reference.
I prefer Jason Biggs fucking a pie in American style, baby. She got so much
credit.
It's not
as good as that.
She got so much credit for eating that pie. No one talks about Jason fucking one to death anymore.
Next question. Who had their first under the pan experience with another person in the backseat of their mum's car while their mum was driving?
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Tom.
No, that was Cameron James.
Wow. Yeah.
Fuck, I should have known the way you hung your head.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't the first, and I did correct you on this, Josh, but it was very early on. It was very early on, and...
That's fucked.
And it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? If you want to hear Cam talk about this, you can very soon purchase the live stream shows. You can purchase all 10 of them very soon. And we talk about it on there with Becky Lucas, Beth Stelling, and Ursula Carlson.
Yeah, it was very shameful to talk about that in front of three of my heroes. And my second favorite, Josh Earl. So very, very embarrassing. Yeah, listen to that. I don't want to talk about it again. Let's move on.
All right, next question. Who here had an ex-soldier try and organise a joint birthday for them only for their partner to tell them it's weird and to make them cancel it?
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Naomi.
No, that was Alexi. Alexi had someone try and organise a birthday party for him.
I knew it would be Alexi because he's so charming. It's another blade all over again.
Yeah, totally. Weirdos are always very drawn to me.
That's why you do a podcast with Cam.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Call me some friggin' slack over here.
For the listener, Cam is doing an eye roll to signify that he finds that quite offensive.
Who is this ex-soldier?
This was in year one uni, fresh out of high school, and there was this ex-military guy who found out, like, within the first few months that we shared the same birthday, and he organized a joint party without asking me first. He started a Facebook event, and it was Seinfeld-themed, a Seinfeld-themed birthday party, because that was one thing he knew about me, was I liked Seinfeld, and that he photoshopped a picture of me and him hanging out. And, like, I don't like to celebrate my birthday. I'm like, no big deal, no biggie. The time doesn't move on. I don't want people to know I'm having a birthday. And then my partner was like, why do you have a birthday party? You said you weren't going to have one this year. And she was, like, pissed off. And I was like, oh, well, I was just trying to make the best out of a bad situation that this guy started a Facebook event for a birthday party that I guess I'm having now. And she's like, that's crazy. You got to tell him not to do that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can tell him not to do that. I don't have to go through with this.
You can say no.
I don't have to start inviting my friends on the event. I can just say no to it.
That's...
When is your birthday, Alexi?
My birthday. Let me guess. Yes.
I'm going to say, are you a Gemini?
No, no, no. I'm a Taurean. Very stubborn, very powerful.
I think so someone needs to re-look at the star sign personality attributes.
Well, April 10.
No.
Oh. All right, I give up.
You have 30 more guesses. Let's keep going.
you're sick of asking the questions? You want to answer one? You're like, okay, I'm going to guess.
April 29.
And our last question for the game. Who here got trolled on Tinder?
Oh, Alexi. Shit.
Yes, Alexi.
Tom Cashman.
You are correct. That was Tom Cashman, yes.
I would bully him in a dating setting. That's what gave it away.
What happened?
It's just a very long story. But I was talking to a girl on Tinder, and she was... I remember she had a duck in one of the photos, and I mentioned it, and she said, "Duck you." That was the beginning. A bit of fun, you know, a bit of playful fun.
Yeah. She's funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
Exactly. And she was quite mean to me.
Saying things like, "duck you" and "go duck yourself."
Exactly. Yeah, actually.
Get ducked.
You're a quack.
Like this. Yeah. I mean, we moved on.
Duck off and never speak to me again.
Yeah. I want to duck you so
bad. I hate you.
Yeah. I wish you were a swan.
You're a piece of shit.
She sent you a link to the Wikipedia page for the story The Ugly Duckling and said, "Read this, you'll learn something.
Read this, dipshit." Take notes.
Slowly stops being duck related, but it's just insults. That's kind of what it was like. But also just, I mean, most kind of, I suppose, dating app things, you either kind of meet up with them pretty quickly or it fizzles out. But like for months, every few weeks, she'd hit me up and kind of, we'd have this playful kind of repartee. And
love story for the ages.
Yeah, totally. And then I remember a friend of mine said, "Look, you know, after months, he's like, you should meet up with this girl or stop talking to her. Like, you're just joking around. She's kind of insulting you and stuff." And so I asked her to meet up, and we agreed to meet for brunch on a Sunday. And then on the Friday, 2 days before the Sunday, I was out with friends, and we got in an Uber to go somewhere. To a friend's house, and I got an Uber.
Which friend's house, Tom? Get stuck on this detail.
Friend called Mitch. Shout out to Mitch. Probably doesn't listen to this, but that's...
Why wouldn't he listen to this? This is a good show. He should
very
listen.
Good show.
I will. I promise you.
Thank you.
Check out this episode. You get a shout out, Mitch.
Exactly. Dude.
At minute 120, you get a shout out.
Just after the birthday guessing. Mitch is in Melbourne, so shout out to Mitch.
We love you, Melbourne, Mitch.
Exactly.
By the way, do you know who else is in Melbourne? Is Blade, according to his Facebook.
He moved there.
Yeah, so you guys,
should
Mitch
I meet
and Blade.
I can go to his house now.
Meet up.
He's
we
yours
can't go
now.
To his house at the same time, Josh, so okay. We'll have to schedule it on separate days.
Right.
I'll feel fine to go there alone. That's fine with me.
Well, bring Mitch. Bring Mitch.
Yeah. That'd be a good prank on Mitch, being like, "Hey, Blade, I think I've got a new mate for you." This guy loves dragons.
Let's enter some competitions.
But I was on my way to Winters, jumped in an Uber, and the Uber driver I noted is this girl I've been talking to.
Whoa!
Hey!
And I text my friend in the back. I'm like, "Oi, this is the girl I've been telling you about." And she looks kind of sheepish, and she's like, "Are you Tom?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, are you..." I forget her name, but yeah, are you the...
"Are you duck person? Lady?"
"Are you duck lady?" And she's like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Look, I'm sorry. Like, this is in front of my friends as well." She's like, "Who you've been talking to, it hasn't been me. It's been these two gay guys that I live with who every few weeks they take my phone and they fuck with people on Tinder."
Oh my God.
"And you're the only guy who liked it."
Wow. Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm like, "Oh, that's pretty rough, but like, are we still on for brunch?" She's like, "No."
Oh, no. Tom, I just want to say, as someone who goes on her friend's Tinder account and fucks with men, I want to apologize because you don't think about the people on the other side.
You don't. And subsequently, I went, I got into a few arguments,
with those fellas.
Later.
Those nasty fellas.
They kept trolling me because I was one of the people. And yeah, I remember being like, drunk on a Friday, get a message and I'll be like, oh, it's them again. And being like, this is not funny. Like, you're actually kind of messing with people's emotions. And like, I'm fine, obviously. But, you know, someone else could be quite hurt by behaviour like that.
I would say my friend does it in a pretty funny way. Whenever they try to talk to her about football or something, she just goes, there's a men's league? And they're like, yeah. And she's like, what do you mean? And they're like, AFL. And she's like, AFLW. What's AFL? And they just go crazy. They're like, how have you not heard of this? And they're sending information about AFL. And she's like, I don't know what this is.
That's
now
ridiculous.
Now that's funny.
To send a WikiLeak. Like, if you like the AFLW, you're going to love it.
Yeah. It's very similar. It's a very similar game.
At the end of the game, the scores are Naomi Higgins, 4 points. Cameron James, 5 points.
Whoa.
Tom Cashman, 5 points. But our winner on 9 points, it's Alexi Toliopoulos. Oh, well done, God. Alexi.
Congratulations. Landslide.
Wow, this well is what it feels like to be proud of oneself.
Oh, no.
Now, Alexi.
Oh, brother.
Because you win, Alexi, you can plug whatever you want to plug. You've got a brand new podcast launching tomorrow.
Yes, it is coming out tomorrow. It is season two of a podcast Cameron and I did together called Finding Drago. This is the new mystery called Finding Desperado. And it is a beautiful time in your ears, this podcast. It's very exciting. Cameron, do you want to talk about it for a moment?
Sure. Am I allowed to take a little moment
Cameron
of Alexi's plug? Sorry.
Yes.
Share some of the plug.
Okay, well, it's a pleasure. Thank you. And I'll let Naomi and Tom take some of my points as compensation for this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is a true crime podcast without the crime. That's how I would describe it. It is an incredibly low-stakes mystery investigation podcast. Alexi and I found a man who has a couple of Guinness World Records that we believe are fraudulent.
They're
fake,
phonies.
Phony, made
fugazis,
up.
Dude. Fugazis, dude. You got a couple of fugazis in the Golden Book of Guinness.
And we want to get to the bottom of why he faked them and why he's been hiding the truth for 30 years.
And the only crime is the host will steal your hearts.
Yes, that's beautifully
true.
Put.
That
we actually will put that in the copy. We'll put that in the copy.
I'm very excited because I loved Finding Drago so much.
Oh,
so
thank
I'm really excited.
Thank you.
And
Naomi.
Season 3 here is called Finding Blades. That's exciting.
Yeah. We think he might be in LA. He might be in LA, but we're not sure.
Also, just want to say, plug something. I'm appearing on Alexi and Cam's new podcast. I swear to God, I do have the tiniest dick in the world. I can prove it.
It would actually be called Finding Penny if we had to do it, Tom. So
I found him.
But I would also say, like, where Finding Drago was very inspired by Rocky, this is now very inspired by, like, 90s thrillers like Silence of the Lambs and stuff. And on our other podcast, Total Reboot, where we talk about movies, we're doing all the Hannibal Lecter saga of movies on that podcast every week.
Great. Also, Naomi. Naomi, where can people find or hear you, Naomi?
I on Twitter and Instagram if you look me up, but because I have been locked inside my house, I have been on Twitch. Unfortunately, I am a gamer girl. I'm sorry to wait till the end to tell you this. I should have been upfront about it, but I am on Twitch, so you can come find me on there, Nomstrosity, but it's got an extra I on the end. But yeah, and what else? And I have a podcast called Batch Bitch with Danielle Walker, who's been on the show.
Yes.
Many times, and we forgot to record an episode this week. So we're really good at it. Especially since The Bachelorette, it's about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. It is on now. We should be on top of our game, but we do not care that much.
You
but
also,
it is a bit of fun.
You did a season on Kid Nation, right?
Yeah, people actually liked that.
Yeah.
So if you want to jump in on something that isn't an awful show, then go listen to the Kid Nation episodes, which was a show from 2007 where they got 40 kids and put them in this old Western fake town, and they had to build the town, you know, the community from scratch. And they did get sued. I was going to say, how did they get away with it? They didn't, and they'll never do it again because it was fucked.
I rewatched Kid Nation and listened to those episodes that you did. So good. Kid Nation.
Yeah, there's one moment where it's just like a 10-year-old kid just facing off with a bull. Oh. And the bull is just gearing up to go him. And then this little kid called Colton is like, I know what to do. And he's just like going the bull. And it's a lot of that.
And they kill a chicken. They make the kids kill a chicken. It's crazy.
Yeah, they make him kill chickens to eat. One of them accidentally drinks bleach. They didn't show that on camera, but we read about it.
Yeah.
Tom Cashman, where can people find you?
Oh, also on the social media platforms that, you know, all your favourites. And I've got, shut up. And I've got a podcast with Sam Taunton called The Good Stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. And Cameron James, don't forget to retweet Cam Shania Twain, Shania Law.
Oh, and also retweet Naomi's Cum is Sex Piss 1. I've just checked the stats and I've got 6 new retweets from this, including some people on this podcast right now. And Naomi, from my retweet, I can see that I've got at least 6 new likes for you coming through for coming sex bit. So that's exciting.
Wow.
Things are happening.
Cam, I only got you 2 likes from my retweet, so sorry. Suck shit, dude. Sorry.
And none from mine because I don't see Alexi here in the retweets, but that's all right.
Oh, I haven't done it yet. Sorry, Naomi, I'll do it right now.
Thank you all for playing this episode. Thank you all for listening. Thanks everyone who's Patreon subscribers. I'll see you next week. Thanks everyone. Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.